Good morning, everybody. This is Judith Hope. You're listening to Mad Love. Good morning. Let's get into it. It's April. It's April 2nd. This month is going to be something. I don't know if you guys are into astrology or not. And if you're not, then this probably won't mean anything to you. But that full eclipse, energetically, astrologically, I think spiritually, people are expecting portals to be open. CERN is going to be doing something, which I don't really fully understand what CERN is, but apparently they are opening up like a stargate or something crazy on April 8th. So get ready. The full eclipse is, it changes things and it changes people. Listen, I fully believe that we have undervalued what goes on in different realms, you know, and how it affects us spiritually, spiritually and emotionally. I think things happen on eclipses and like these things change situations. So I remember when one happened in 2017, someone was cutting our grass and this guy just kept staring right into the sun and it was like, dude, don't do that. Like, that they tell you don't stare directly at the sun. It's really not only going to damage your vision, but it might make you crazy. And he was like, ah, and I don't know whatever happened to him, but they didn't come back to cut our grass anymore. And it's like, oh, okay. I won't even get on that. Trying to get your grass cut in the hood is so frustrating. Like, you can't give your money away. No one will stay consistent with doing this work. It's so strange. But anyway, April 8th is going to be a big deal. So we're in eclipse season. Just be prayerful, be thoughtful. That's the best advice I could give. Be very conscious of what you consume, what you eat, what you listen to, who you hang around. You know, it sounds like a lot of people who are into nefarious things are planning on really being able to harness a whole bunch of energy. But, you know, that's the difference between God and what's not of God. With God, you already have momentum. You don't have to manufacture anything. It's the things that aren't of God that has to work. They have to do all this work to create things. God is all about momentum, and it's natural because love is the biggest momentum that there is. If you want something to advance, love it. You know? So anyway, I'm no expert on this. That's just my two cents. I'm going to take it easy on the 8th, and I suggest you do the same. Meditate, stay prayed up, stay in if you can, and just ride it out. Just ride it out, because I do believe evil is going to be sucked out of the world. We just don't know how it's going to be sucked out yet. And it's going to be like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark. Don't look. All right. So I watched this Jerrod Carmichael reality show on HBO Max. Listen, I liked when he was pretending to be straight so much more. Carmichael's show was hilarious. It ran for, what, 4 or 5 seasons on NBC. I mean, it struggled to find its audience, but it was a really funny show. And, I think you can see it on like Peacock or Hulu or something. But I love Carmichael's show. It was very funny. And then, you know, I was with them. I watched Rathaniel. I thought that was such a deep, and I was proud of him. That was a really powerful special. He won an award for it. That was pretty amazing. But then it's like he's decided to try to make Rathaniel into like a TV show. And it is depressing and scary. And I feel bad for Jerrod because it's like, dude, this should be embarrassing for you. Like, don't put this kind of shit on TV, bro. I don't want to know anybody this well. You know, because if we were friends, I'd be like, dude, I'm going to have to get you some help. Like, he's hooking up with randos. It's the fact that he has so much random grinder sex. Like, you don't see the sex, but they talk about the sex a lot. And he's clearly a gay man. Now, he used to pretend to be straight, but he's clearly gay now. He's in love with Tyler, the Creator, who I don't know. I don't get what he's in love with, but because this dude is like farting and belching. I mean, he's just not someone you can see being emotionally connected to. I'm not sure if that's just who he is. I'm not sure if he just didn't want to be on TV. I don't know. But it was like, this is terrible. This is really, really terrible. And I'm not saying watch it. But if you see it and you're interested, it'll just make you worry for Gerard's safety and his mental health. Because he's just not going to make it. He's not wired right or something. You know what I mean? Like, not the gay stuff. I don't care about the gay stuff. Most people know somebody who's gay. It's 2024. The gay stuff is not a problem. Just like with Puffy, no one cares that you're gay, bro. Just be gay. The issue is with Gerard, it's like he's just not wired with protective coding or something. Like, he looks so devastated when this guy doesn't return his affection, yet he still can go hook up with all these random dudes on Grindr. And it's like, your wiring is off. You know, you don't really want to be in a relationship because you pick people who are not wanting to be in a relationship with you, right? That's how it works. Like, when you're really ready and you really want to be with someone, you attract someone who's also ready and wants to be with someone, you know. And if things sync up and you're similar enough in enough ways, then you become a couple. But if you continuously find yourself attracted to people that can never be a partner for you, you're not really looking for a partner. You just like to pretend you're looking for a partner, and you really just want to do the hookups. So I don't think it's safe to just be having as much rando sex as he has, but just do that, because you're not really trying to be in a relationship. And if the show is going to be filled with all these moments where the people you really love don't love you back, I fucking can't watch that. I don't want to watch that every week. Or I don't even think I can make 2 episodes of the show. And I like Gerard. I really do. But I won't recommend that show, because it's pretty hardcore. Like, for real. He asks a lot of his audience on this particular brand of whatever it is. But I do highly recommend finding the Carmichael Show, with Loretta Devine playing his mom and David Alan Greer playing his dad. I think Lil Rel is his brother. Tiffany Haddish was on the show before she went, you know, kind of wacko. It's very, very funny. That show was very funny. I would recommend that if you want to watch something entertaining. I did enjoy my weekend. My mom has been really, really quiet and calm. It's a little alarming, but also very much needed. She went to try to punch me one day and she just didn't have the strength. So she lost a lot of blood, and I feel like it took something out of her. And it's just been nice to have some calm days. I've been very, very thankful. I've thanked God 100 times that it's just been so nice. You know, she's doing more sleeping and laying down, but when she is awake, she's not unpleasant. And that is enormously helpful for me. So yeah, I mean, that's really all that's going on. Like, really be paying attention to what's going to be happening around April the 8th. Not only in the world, like, pay attention about what the world is going to be like, and your community, and how you can be safe and still and quiet, because this is some energy that's being unleashed that people aren't really ready for. And as we've seen, and people who keep saying Puffy stuff is like a distraction, it's not. Like I said, the gay thing is fine. It's the blackmailing. It's the drugging of people. It's the possible child sex trafficking. It's the drug trafficking. That's what people have a problem with. You've been playing in our faces. You've let these people convince you that you're a billionaire. You're the man. And they're letting you recruit and draft people to just go to prison and, you know, you get to steal their publishing. And some, he's doing something to stay wealthy, you know. He didn't own Ciroc. He was just a marketing partner. You know, you can't keep paying out $30 and $40 million. He's been paying millions of dollars just to keep people quiet for years. 4 years. People have sued him because he gave them STDs during his freak-offs. He just paid them off. And I believe they make these people appear like they're super wealthy, but in reality, they put in a lot of work for this money. They move people around. They get rid of people. They make problems go away. You know, this one's a reach. And I heard Jaguar Wright say it, but it bothered me too. Like, how does Jacqueline Avant get shot in the back in a gated community? And the community that she lived in L.A. was really, they don't have random criminals walking around shooting people. It's just not what happens. That guy was not there randomly. That guy was hired to harm her. And maybe he was supposed to get clearance, but he got his wife instead. And he died shortly after that. But like, how does that happen? And there's no deep investigation. You think you got the guy and that's it. You know? I'm telling you. I wonder about Chris Lighty's death. Shakir Stewart. All these seemingly young people who just dropped dead of heart attacks, or people who killed themselves, but they didn't seem to be suicidal. And I don't think you have to be completely out of it to be suicidal, but what makes you become suicidal? People, somebody knows something. Even if it was just a statement like, you know what? I just never felt like this was the life I was supposed to be living. He said that to somebody if he really killed himself. You know what I mean? I just wonder how all these young people, Kim Porter, you just get pneumonia and die, huh? You just get pneumonia and die. And apparently, Puffy bought the casket 2 weeks before she actually died. Put it all together. These people have been playing in our faces and we've been paying them for it. You know, and yeah, and people are like, see, I've got footage of a Puffy party. Yeah, that's the regular party. The party that the after party is where it all goes down. The drinks he spiked, the people, allegedly, the people that just hang around the house because they know it's about to get wild. I've heard about some Puffy parties too. And the people are producing all this stuff. Oh, look at them. He's having Thanksgiving dinner. Nothing's going on there. Yeah. Not yet. This might be the calm party. The blowout party might have been last night, the night before. You know, don't believe everything you see and don't believe everything you hear, including from me. Do the research yourself. I've been reading about Puffy for about 3 years. I've been watching YouTube videos, and I'm telling you, like I said, there's plenty of evidence that he is a gay man, that he prefers the company of men. I don't even think he's bisexual at this point. Some of these parties are really literally just dudes. But, and the stuff he says to these guys. I haven't been able to find it, but there was one episode of Drink Champs where he was, the part where he hits on Fab, and Fab's like, but we did party together. I was at your party. You came to my birthday. And he was like, you know, we didn't really get to party, Daddy. I love it when you like this, that. But then there was a guy, the first version of that video I saw, I believe there was a guy, I think it was this show, because that's that episode, because that was the same set. And a guy walks up, and Puff looks at him. He goes, oh, he's in a fat dick club. And I have never heard a straight man say nothing crazy like that. So I'm just saying, people aren't all that worried about the gay stuff, Puff. But if you've been sex trafficking and raping and knocking people out allegedly and murdering people and all the stuff that people are alleging that you do in private and brag about, then yeah, that's problematic. And he strikes me as the type of person that will throw anybody under the bus. So get prepared to hear some of your favorite celebrities get completely thrown under the bus. And believe it. Because some of these people are rotten to the core. Ugh. Anyway, that's a hot take and it's kind of grim, but it's the truth. It's the world we've allowed ourselves to be a part of. You know, think about it. People don't want to grow up and get jobs and work hard and be pillars of the community, especially in the Black community. You talk to some of these young people and they are just not even interested. They don't want to get married. They think they're going to die at 17, 18. They want to rob and shoot and kill people. They want to go to prison. You know, because this music has made people think that that's a fun way to live in the world. Ain't nothing fun about prison. These people are setting you up. They rap about it, but they ain't in prison. Okay? Nobody who's been in prison really wants to go to prison. You want people telling you when to pee, when to sleep, when to wake up, when to go outside. Why would anybody want that? That's called slavery. You want to be a slave. Yeah, these kids are all proud, like, I'm going to county. Okay, well, county ain't prison. And you're going to eventually wind your ass up in prison, and you don't want that. You know, it's just, it's very, very strange the times we live in. And the people who set all this into action and use Black people to send these terrible messages out to our kids, their time is coming. It's coming up. It's due. What you reap what you sow. And some of these people have sown some real shit and they getting it right back. And I'm here for it. I can't wait. Cause this has been very, very discouraging and difficult to watch. It has. It really has. And I'm just old enough to remember when things were good. Really good. I'm not talking about make America great again type shit. I'm talking about you could make a decent living and raise your kids and it was an affordable life. And people had fun. And you played with your friends and you went to school and you did your homework and you grew up to become something. You know, you were aspirational. I remember that. I'm just old enough to remember that and I'm just young enough to try to get it to come back. To instill that in young people and get them excited about their futures. Because the reality is we don't know when any of this is going to end. It could end. It could end for you personally today. It could end for all of us tomorrow. Nobody knows. So live each moment to its fullest. If somebody matters to you, let them know. Be honest. Be accountable. Be a good human. None of this lasts forever. Everybody gonna go. That's one thing we know for sure. You come here with an expiration date. You just don't know what the date is. So live like you understand that. That's all I really got. I'm telling you, that Gerard shit got me like shook because I've been waiting all weekend to talk about it. So I kind of compartmentalized it so I didn't have to think about it. Then bringing it back up, I was like, ugh, that show was tough to watch. All right. Have an amazing day. Be your best. Take care.